Somebody recording here? I'm saying, but the recorder for the Zoom is on?
Yeah.
You don't need it, you'll be able to send it? Okay, good. Okay, great. Okay, so let's continue where we left off yesterday. So yesterday we just barely scratched the surface of this Tosfos. The Tosfos raised the question, how does a Katan own anything in the first place? The whole assumption of the parish of Gezel Ger, the fact that the Torah is addressing a question of a Gezel Ger, Ger Katan, that you don't have to search around with the Ez Yorshim, but it's obvious that he must own property in the first place. How in the world does a Katan own anything? A Katan Lecher does have an Izechiyah. So Tosfos came up with this theory called Das Ches Machnosom. We spoke a little bit about it yesterday. Machlekes Rishonim, does this klal even exist? And even exist, what's it based on? But now Tosfos takes a little bit of a veer in a different direction. And Tosfos, you know, I'm going to give you another scenario, one of two possible scenarios, how a Katan can own something, even though it's not going to go down the route of Das Ches Machnosom. Maybe Das Ches Machnosom doesn't really work. Tosfos says, I'm going to tell you the following. So Tosfos says that maybe, he has he owns something midaraisa based on the following. That maybe this child, this Ger Katan, was Yerish's father before he was Mizgayer. So now if his father dies, his biological father dies after his Mizgayer, that's ridiculous. There wouldn't be any Yerusha, because Gerish is another dummy. Once the child converts, so he's not related to the father anymore. But if he was Yerish, his father beforehand, so even though he subsequently converted, he doesn't lose the money. The person converts doesn't lose all his money. Kekanshinola dummy doesn't mean that everything that he owned beforehand doesn't his anymore. So whenever he was Yerish, Pioso, Goy, he retains this ownership on, and that wouldn't be a problem. Why is that a problem? A katan ein lo zechiyah. So the answer is that's a joke. Katan ein lo zechiyah means that a katan can't make a kinyan, but in order to acquire something vis-a-vis Yerusha, you don't have to make a kinyan. Yerusha happens by itself. So even though a tiny baby can be Yerush or something, but maybe even an Uber can be Yerush. Maybe even a fetus possibly can be Yerush property. That's already a whole complicated story. But a katan, even a katan ben yamechad, for sure can be Yerush. So Tosfos says that Ochamai Eskinan, that it was Yerush from his father. So now Tosfos has to deal with the logistical problem here. Because if it was Yerush from his father, wait a second, what does that mean exactly? That means that Yerusha is applying to Goyim. It means one Goy died, and another Goy was Yerushim, and then this Goy converts 5 years later. He said, who says it's Yerushim or Goyim altogether? Isn't Yerusha Chiddush HaTorah? Pesuchim and Pashtas Pinchas, so how do you know if there's ever Yerusha for a Goy? So Tosfos makes reference to the Gemara in the first paragraph of Maseches Kedushin, very, very quick reference, that Goy Yerush is over Dvar Torah, that a Goy is, in fact, Yerush's father, Midaraisa. The Gemara actually quotes Pesuchim to this, a variety of Pesuchim. First, the Gemara quotes the Pesuchim from B'nai Esav, then the Gemara quotes the Pesuchim from B'nai Lot. And all the dust settles in Kedushin Tafiyat Chas, the Gemara concludes that a Goy is Yerush over Dvar Torah. So Tosfos says, this is the second solution to our problem. So our huge problem from yesterday, how is it that the Katan owns money? So terrorist number one was Das Ches Machnosom with all the problems that it entailed. Terrorist number two is that he was Yerush from Aviv, his Aviv was a Goy, and based on the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. So just to fine-tune this terrorist a little bit, is this so pasha? Anyone learn Maseches Kedushin, Daf Yuches? Anyone looked up the sugya? Didn't Tosfos quote it? No. Tosfos quotes the Gemara. No, Zach tells everybody. Tosfos quotes the Gemara. Push up, look up the Gemara. That's like Ruvan Meir. I don't have to put the Gemara in the Marmon Kermas. Tosfos quotes it. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara Kedushin that says that a Goy is Yerush Aviv Dvar Torah. Do we understand that? So what exactly is that based on? So there is a machlekes that Rishonim had to understand pshat in that Gemara. That Gemara now becomes pivotal for the Tosfos. The whole Teretz of Tosfos hanging for holding on for dear life to that Gemara condition. You have to understand what the Gemara is or is not saying. So the Gemara does tell us that a goy is yerush aviv dvar Torah. There's machlekes the Rambam and the Meiri how far that sugya goes. So the Rambam writes that a non-Jew is Yerush, his father, but only his father. There is no other dinim, if there are no other dinim of Yerusha between non-Jews. Let's say we know in Pashas Pinchas, so a person dies, so his son's Yerushim, there's no son, and a daughter, and a father, brother, uncle, cousin, you have a million dinim of Yerusha, Shpachta Karvelov, there's a whole Seyed Hanachlas, there's a whole parak, 32 blot long, in the 8th parak of Baba Basra, called Yesh Nechelin. So the dinim of Yerusha are very, 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 complicated, very, very detailed. So So the Rambam writes that all of those dinim in Yerusha do not apply to Goyim. The only din that applies to Goyim is Akam Yerusha's Aviv Dvar Torah. That's the Lashon HaGemara says Kedushin, that a father, a son, the Yerusha is the father, but there are no other Yerushas. There's no Yerusha of brothers and cousins and uncles, etc. Only a son, Yerushaing a father. And the Meiri, a son of Kedushin on the spot, writes, Meiri writes that if a goy is Yerush Aviv, so then he's Yerush Adi Yerushim as well. All the dinim of Yerush apply between goy. So now, depending on what you think about that machlokes, the Rambam and the Meiri is going to impact on this Tosis. Because Tosis is searching high and low to find the scenario, find the chetimtze that a goy owns money. So according to the Rambam's version, that Yerusha for goyim is so limited, it only applies to a Ben Yerush's father, so then the case is going to be even limited in scope. We're chiseling away even further. That Hocha Vaiskin and the father died and the son, the Goyish son was Yerush the father, that would be a Yerusha Dereis, and that would give this child money minat Torah. But no other Yerush would be subject to this discussion. And according to the Miri, nah, we can extend it to brothers, to uncles, to cousins. His 16th cousin, 1775 times removed, was died. He's the closest Karov. Yerusha always goes to Fiyah Karov. It only goes to Mishpachas Af. It doesn't go to Mishpachas Ein. So whoever your 16th cousin on your father's side is, if there's no other relative around in between, so you're going to be Yerush that. So according to the Miri, Hachamayaskin and the Goy was Yerush in any shape or form. So again, even Aniach, the Taisus Teretz, is the correct Teretz, the second Teretz, that the kid has money through Yerusha. But the only thing is, it has to be Yerusha through Goyim, because he's not going to be Yorish B'Toras Yisrael, because B'Toras Yisrael, he doesn't have any Yorishim, because Gersh is Kekon Shinel Adami, so his entire Yerusha is going to be built on the fact that he was Yorish Aviv Dvar Torah. But to be Yorish Aviv Dvar Torah, so either Aviv is Dafka, or Aviv is Lav Dafka, again, depending on what you think about that machlokes between the Rambam and the Meiri. What exactly is that machlokes depend upon, just in terms of lamdas? It's not so critical for our thesis, but just whole that we mentioned that we have to talk about it, why not? So what's that nekudas machlokes all about? What do you think the din should be? What would you think the din would be? If I would ask you, is a guy Yerush a 16th cousin from his father's side, would you think that he's Yerush or not? So clearly the starting point of Yerush of Goyim was that there should be no Yerush at all. The fact that the Gemara needs a Pasuk in Kedushim, and not immediately that a Goy is Yerush's father, if not for the Pasuk, clearly the baseline would have been that there's no Yerush for Goyim. Why? Because Yerusha is a Chiddush HaTorah. Without a Parshas Pinchas, a Parshas Yerusha, what would happen to a person's money when he dies? Nothing. He dies. Hefker. So Kol Karim Zocha. So the Torah is Mechadish to us that no, that there's a parish of Yerusha. So I would have said the Torah was Mechadish that for Jews, the Torah wasn't Mechadish for Goyim. So for Goyim, the starting point remains the ending point. That the starting point, what we call the baseline in Ashir, the baseline is there's no Yerush for Goyim, and the Maskadus is no Yerush for Goyim. Elawat, there's a quirk that Aviv Yerush Aviv Dvar Torah. There's a special Chiddush HaTorah that a son is Yerush's father. That's a special din. What kind of halacha is that? If there's no Yerusha for Goyim, Bein Nafiyam Mahavami, the Bein Nafiyam Maskana, so what kind of bizarre din is this that a Ben is Yerusha's father? So there is a sugi that appears in Maseches Kedushin, appears in Maseches Erechim, appears in Maseches Bava Basra, that there's a concept in halacha of Yerusha, and then there's a different concept. There's another concept, it's called Kom Tachtov. Kom Tachtov means that every once in a while, the child literally steps into the foot of his father. He's mamish Kom Tachtov, he's Brokar Davu. He mamish steps up to the plate to take over whatever zechuyos his father had, so he kicks in and takes over those zechuyos as well. That's not a parish of Yerusha, that's a different halacha legami. Moshe Madavadayim, those who learned the first part of Kiddushin. So there is a din of Amma Ivriya, that when a person buys an Amma Ivriya, so he has the koyach of yield with that Amma Ivriya. He bought the Amma Ivriya a couple of years ago, and now he decides that he wants to marry that Amma Ivriya, so there's no need for him to be remakadisha. The money that he gave originally for the Kedushin, so that's going to be Teufis. That's Machlokes HaTorah, whether I just described that properly or not, but leave that out of the picture right now. But there is a parashas HaTorah of yield of Amma Ivriya. So the Adon who bought the Amma Ivriya 3 years ago, he can now decide he wants to be Mekadisha. He doesn't have to give her a new case of Kedushin. So the Torah says, "V'no ye Adena." So not only does the Adon have the koyach of Yud, but the son has the koyach of Yud as well. So what kind of din is that? The son didn't buy the Amma Ivriya. Why does he have the koyach of Yud? So that's what the Gemara says, because the son is Kom Tachas Aviv. That the son just steps into the shoes of his father. That din, that a son can be miyayed in Amma Ivriya, he doesn't have to give a new kiddushin. He mamish just takes off whatever zechuyos the father had. The father's still alive. That's okay. The son is kam tachtav. That doesn't apply to the brother of the father. Let's say Reuven buys an Amma Ivriya, and then he doesn't want to marry her, so he wants his brother to marry her. He wants his uncle to marry her. He wants his nephew. He wants his cousin to marry her. So Mapitoim, that's the Sanhedrin of Yerusha. The Amavri is not Mamanisha, it's going to be Yerusha to somebody. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that you can be Mekadosh a woman without giving her a ring. That's the Parsha of Yehud. So that din of Yehud, that Chus of Yehud, goes only to the son. And that's what the Gemara coins the phrase, because the son is Kamtachas Aviv. He's not Yerush Aviv, he's Kamtachas Aviv. Then the Gemara has other dinim, some detailed dinim tucked away in the Edom HaSeches Erechin. We're not going to talk about that right now. There are a whole bunch of other dinim that where the son is Kamtachas Aviv. So one could raise the following question. Maybe this din that a goy is Yerush's father is not really a din of Yerusha. It's not a parsha of Yerusha Bechlal. There is no Yerusha for goy. Yerusha is a Jewish thing. It's not a goyish thing. So why is it that a ben is of Yerush's Aviv? It's a misnomer. It doesn't mean it's Yerush's Aviv. It means it's Kamtachas Aviv. It means the son, even in the Ubas HaOlam, even by the non-Jews, so the son is Brakar the Avua. He steps into the shoes of his father. Beteres Kamtachtav, not Beteres Yerusha. So the reason why he gets all the money when the father dies is Beteres Kamtachtav, not Beteres Yerusha. If that's the case, then I understand why it doesn't apply to other relatives. Kamtachtav is a special din only by sons, not by other relatives. Oh, very good. I mean, which son, all the sons are equally kamtachta, so we'd have to split it up. What you really mean to ask is, what would the din be if there's one b'chor and then there are others? That's, I don't know whether that's what you meant to ask, but that's what I would have asked. So that's what the Yosef Mech talks about. That when you have din of kamtachta, is there a din of pishnayim in kamtachta, or is pishnayim only a din in Yerusha? That's a lump of cash. That's a good cash. Okay, your cash is also a good cash. So that's how the Rambam would apparently say that it's a special bit of kontakt, but it's not really part of the parasha of Yerusha, because Goyim don't really have Yerusha. And then Iri, who extrapolated and jumped from Ben Kamtachas Aviv, and he says, yeah, just as the son Yarsha and so too the brother, cousin, uncle, and 16th cousin once removed, also is Yerush. How did the Miri know that? Maybe the son is different. So the answer is the Miri understood that this is not a din of Kamtachas, it's a din of Yerusha. If it's a din of Yerusha, so we just plug in the regular rules of Yerusha, whatever they are, fathers, sons, uncles, cousins, whatever they are, for Jews, they are for Goyim as well. So we have a Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Miri. What's the lomdus of Yerusha's Akum? Is it a din Yerusha or a din of Kamtachta? Was it Afkamin Ladina? Is it limited only to fathers and sons? Does it apply to other relatives? But it doesn't make much of a difference for our Tosis. I mean, it's nice to talk about these side topics. That way, at the end of the summer, not only do you walk away with three full bottom and remember, so you walk away with this smorgasbord of other topics as well. So now you know, you learned a little bit of Aram, a little bit of Amir, a little bit of Kamtachta. So you picked up a few ideas here and there in Shas. But the bottom line is for our Tosis, it doesn't make much of a difference. Because for our Tosis, at the end of the day, we have an Akimta. We have a case. Fine. So we have two good solutions to how Ketanim own money. Either yesterday's solution of Tas Ches Machmasel, or today's solution of Yerusha. But then Taisus doesn't suffice. Taisus says a third teretz. Taisus says that maybe there's another vort. Taisus says that Inami v'maisa yodav, the belachtos chatircho shalomi deraisa. Taisus says maybe the kid went to work. Since he's 9 years old and he's running a day camp, I don't know, he's running, he's babysitting, he's painting a fence or something. He's doing some kind of a work, he's a youth leader in Orat Torah, so he's getting paid as a worker. So Taisa says, that for sure cut the Zaycha on money. That's not a Shaila, why? But Medivar Mamurim, that there's a problem of transferring ownership to a Kotva in Min HaTorah, and we're not even sure that Das Ches Machmasel is going to work, that means for me to transfer money that belongs to me. I want to give money that's totally mine to somebody, to a katan. So wait a second, I need a mechanism for that to work Min HaTorah. But if it's the money is my gear to the katan anyway, I'm already Meshubah to give the money to the katan. Why am I Meshubah? Because there's a Schibis Payalim taking place. So once I enter an agreement with the katan, I hire him to work for me, I owe him $100 now, so for sure I can transfer ownership of him on that money, because that money's basically his already. The money was already my gealoi. So since I'm already Meshubah to give him that money, that doesn't pose the problem of being machne that money to a katan min HaTorah. So Taisus came up with a third solution, Hochel Ma'askinan, that a katan has money. So between yesterday's year and today's year, we have three valid okimtis how a katan can possibly own money on a level of deraisa. So now we're going to take all three of these answers in Taisus and now combine them together to deal with the following question. Some of you may have saw this ktsais. This is about the 15th ktsais that we've seen since yesterday. So in case you have any ideas what we're going to be doing this summer, basically bring Gemara when we switch to Beis Shiur, and don't forget, I want you to just bring ktsaisim with them. So if you have Gemara's ktsais, you'll do pretty good. So the ktsaus raises a question. He quotes it originally from the Pri Chadash, and then he goes on to discuss it on his own as well about the following Shaila. And everything we've been talking about for the last day and a half is now going to merge together to try to address the following question. What's the din in the following case? Am Yisrael, and a mafresh truma, And once I'm offered truma, I can now eat the food. It's not tevel anymore. And I would like to give this truma to a kohen in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matnas kuhn. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. There are two parts of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah lahafresh truma. Then there's a mitzvah to be no sin truma. The chayim say we show them whether it's counted a minute, a mitzvah, it's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. That doesn't matter for us right now. But everybody agrees there's a mitzvah derais. I have to give the matnas kuhn, the matnas kuhn, matnas levi, etc. So I'm looking around, scrounging around, looking for a kohen. And the only kohen that I find is a kohen katan. There's a katan, a kohen under the age of bar mitzvah. Is that acceptable? Can I do that? Can I transfer ownership to a on the truma to a kohen katan? So all the early Achred Chodosh and the Ktzais quotes and starts with the following assumption. Wait a second, we have a big problem. In order to be yaitzeh the mitzvah of matnas kahuna, the chayra, I have to transfer it to the kohen. Transfer means I have to transfer it through the vehicle of Didi Mamanis. To the vehicle of Didi Mamanis, there's only one method we know of transferring Didi Mamanis. That's called Haknah. I have to give it to him, but there is Haknah. True, I'm not going to charge him for it. I'm not going to go down the route of Mechira. I'm going to go down the route of Matana. But a Matana is also Haknah. So I have to be marked that I have to take my Truma and make it in Didi Mamanis belong now to the Kohen. Do I have the ability to do that if the recipient of that Truma is a Katan? Can I be marked as something to a Katan? Sounds like an eerily familiar question. Do I have the koach to do that? So the answer is clear from the Gemara that yes. There is a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos where the Gemara says that you're not supposed to give truma to a kohen katan for a technical, logistical reason, because truma has to be in betahara, and there's no way of trusting that the kohen is going to eat it betahara. So therefore, there's a little kid, he's 5 years old, he's not going to be careful about truma betahara. So therefore, the Gemara frowns upon giving truma to a kohen katan because of a technical, logistical truma betahara concern. It is clear from the Gemara that lulei that technical concern, and if somehow you can circumvent that technical concern, then there's nothing in that Torah that's preventing you from giving the truma to the kohen katan. Well, how does that work? How are you machter the truma to the kohen katan? Sounds exactly like our sugya. So each of the answers that we've been presenting for the last day and a half about how do we create a gezel ager for a ger katan, how does the katan own money min haTorah, each of those reasons is going to now take a stab and try to attempt to give an answer how that's going to solve this dilemma as well. So the starting point in the sugya of truma the katan is, the answer is a resounding yes. I can be machne the truma to a kohen katan. So beferish gemar nivamis, I shouldn't do it out tumah v'tahara, but the ikarom in haTorah, there's nothing wrong with it. How? What? Where? How does that work? How do the mechanics work? How can I be machne something to a katan? So the Pri Chodosh, as quoted by the Ktzais, the Pri Chodosh wrote a sefer, I think it's called the Be'er Mayim Chaim or something. Anyone's word? No, is that what he writes? Be'er Mayim Chaim. Kutcher's Bayim Chaim, yeah, Bayim Chaim is the soda, is the Chassidish brand of a seltzer. I remember years ago that I was at a simcha once and they were serving one of these like Hamish brands of seltzer. There used to be Bayim Chaim, there was Bayim Chaim, and Lamai said it had a funny hashgach on it. I wasn't sure exactly which rabbi was on the soda. So somebody asked me what the status of the kashas was. I said, I tell you the truth, I have no idea. I said, according to the label, it's kosher for mikvah. It's kosher for tefillah zav also, because it's mayim chayim. But I said, I have no idea whether it's kosher to eat or not. That was my hour. That was l'shitasa, that once I was at a certain bakery where there was a big, big sign in the bakery that said that our workers wash negel vasa. All our workers wash negel vasa. So I went and I asked them to see the udaf kashrus. Nobody had any idea. Nobody had any idea what was hashgacha the place was under. So I said, it's very nice to know that there's no problem of tumas hayadayim here. Except I have no idea whether the food is kosher or not. That's a more technically more important question. Okay, back to that story. So that was the misnaga talking, not a chassid talking. That was me. Okay, so back to that story. So the ktzais quotes from the Pri Chodosh, who raised this question, how can we defend this sugya, this braisa in the Maseches Yevamos that permits b'ikaron to give tshuva to a kohen katan? How are you machne to the kohen katan? So the Pri Chodosh says the answer is very simple. Ayin toizim sanedim, daf samach chesem beis. It's based on, believe it or not, taschas machnoso. Because I'm the Yisrael, and I'm giving it to the kohen, so I am providing the das machne. So even though the kohen can't pick things up on his own, but when you have Nesinas Truma is closer to the model of Matana than it is to the model of Zechiah of a Metziah. Zechiah of Metziah, so Ein Lekotem Zechiah Min HaTorah, it's only Bnei Darkei Shalom. That's because there's no Das Ches Matnoso. But in a situation we have Das Ches Matnoso, so that everything's good, everything's hunky-dory, and I can give the Truma to the Kohen Katan based on the parish of Das Ches Matnoso. That was the Pri Chodesh's evaluation of the Sugya, and that was his extrapolation from the Tyson Sanhedrin Samaches to the Sugya Yevamos about Nesinas Kohen, Nesinas Truma to a Kohen Katan. It's all based on Das Ches Matnoso. So the Ktzais disagrees strongly with that Pri Chodesh. The Ktzais says that he doesn't think that that's correct. He says that Das Ches Makra, so it's not applicable to the Sinas Truma for the following reason. So there is a sugya that appears in the end of the second parak of Maseches Kedushin, where the Gemara discusses the bailus or lack thereof that a Yisrael has with Matnas Kahuna. Let's say, for example, I'm a Yisrael, so I have this Mafresh Trumas and Maseches. So I have this bowl worth of a Truma right now, and I'm about to give it to the Kohen. Who owns that Truma right now? Who's the bailum on that the Truma right now? The Gemara quotes a machlekes atanoim. Whether you say tovus anah mamon or tovus anah enamam, it's the last sugi at the end of the second parak of kedushin. Tovus anah mamon, tovus anah enamam. What does tovus anah mean? Tovus anah means that I have the right to choose which kohen I'm going to give it to. That everybody agrees to. V'nasad makohen. The Torah gives the Yisrael the right to determine who to give it to. So that koyach to determine who I want to give it to, is that called the bailus anah? Is that called mamonus anah? But no, that I don't really own it. I'm not going to eat the truma. I'm going to give it. So tovus anah ain't a moment. So it's a very, very amtustik shayla, very lumdish shayla. Whether the koyach to decide who I want to give it to, is that called having a bailus on the item or not? So my nafkamina, who cares? At the end of the day, I'm not going to eat it on mizar. At the end of the day, I'm going to give it to the koyach. At the end of the day, I choose who to give it to. So who cares whether zokta zoy, zokta shalom de shayla? You know, you have to be careful when you raise chakivas and you raise lumdus shishailas. So some people like to sit and philosophize for today till tomorrow about alumdus azot azoy, azot azoy, azot azoy. If you can't come up with any nafkamina ladina, so it's a problem. So Rav Shechter has said many, many times, said that a chakir without a nafkamina is philosophy. He's not sure it's Talmud Torah. He said you have to make up a nafkamina. So usually the minhag ha'olam is that when you present a chakira and you realize that there's absolutely no nafkamina ladina, nobody has any possible nafkamina, so you say, no, for enough community for Kiddushin. What's enough community for Kiddushin? If you're Bekadosh and Isha, Allah Tanai, that this son of the Chakir is right, so Ishi Mekudesh Danach, that'll be the Nafkamina Ladina. So that's the joke. But the real, in this sugya, believe it or not, the real Nafkamina for Tevas and Amam is Lagavi Kiddushin. It's the real Nafkamina, namely, can I be Bekadosh and Isha with this Truma? So I have this apple under the chuppah. Imagine, I'm supposed to be inside Kiddushin later today. So the chassan is going to stand there, and I'm going to ask him the following question. I'm going to ask him, does this ring belong to you? Did you buy it with your money, etc.? It's totally yours. Hopefully he's going to answer yes. So what if he's fumbling around looking for the ring, and he realizes he doesn't have the ring, he can't find the ring. So he realizes, Gaval, what are we going to do? He sticks into his pocket, he realizes he has an apple in his pocket, that he was mafishes truma an hour ago, and he forgot to give it to the kohen. So he wants to give this apple to the caliph. A beautiful, very romantic kedusha is give the apple, and he says, Remi kudeshesli. What do you mean kudeshesli? He doesn't own the apple. So he says, no, I'm going to be mekadish you with that zchus mamon that I have in this apple to give it to whoever I want to. So maybe that's worth a pruta. People would pay a pruta for that. Maybe one apple you wouldn't pay a pruta for. Maybe it was 1,000 apples you'd pay a pruta. I want to be good friends with the kohen. So if I give him 1,000 apples, he's going to like me. So it's worth a pruta in the market to have a tevis and a. So I say to the woman, I remember Kadeshli, with this zuchus mummanus that I have in this apple, this zuchus called Tavis Anah. So the Gemara quotes about Chloik, it's a Shimon Kadesh Anah. So one day the Gemara says, Tavis Anah ain't a mummon. That's not mummanus. That's a zuchus nesina. That's not Tavis's mummon. That's not your item. You have to own the Kesef Kiddushin. And the other day it says, that is called Kesef Kiddushin. That's zuchus mummon that you have to determine who to give the chuma to. That's called the zuchus mummon. So we have at the Paschal Allah the Tevis Anah ain't a mummon. So the Ktzais asks against the Pri Chodesh, how can you tell me that you can invoke Das Ches Machna or so by Nesidus Truma? Who's the Das Acheres exactly? Who is the Das Machna? Who is the Das Moiche? If you would have held the Tevis Anah mummon, so then the Yisrael is the Bala mummon. So he owns the mummon, he owns the apple. But we who pask in the Tevis Anah ain't a mummon, so there is no das mech, it's nothing. The Yisrael is a garnish, the Yisrael is a stranger. So the only one who's involved in this kinyan is the katan. A katan doesn't have a koyach to do kinyan on his own. That's the Mishnah Gittin, Mitzias Tereshet, the katan, Emen Gezel, Beidak Yisholem. So the only way to salvage a das ches machna so is you have to create a machna. But if we pask in Tevis Anah ain't a mummon, there's nisht machna. So that's the ketosis tying against the Pri Chodesh. It doesn't think the Pri Chodesh is Yisrael, it's correct. So what is the answer to this dilemma? It's very nice to knock out the Pri Chodesh. So what tacha is the Mahalach? So the Ktzai says, I'll tell you what the Mahalach is. The Mahalach is based on the second Teretz in Taisus. What did Taisus say in the second Teretz? Tereshia, not Yestereshia, Tereshia. Says the Ktzai that, based on the Taisus, that whenever somebody is Yoyresh something, you don't need Das Kinyan to be Yoyresh. A guy can be a Kotan, a kid can be one day old. According to one opinion, the Gemara can be an Uber, he can be not even born yet. He can be Yoyresh. You don't need Das Kinyan to be Yoyresh. Yerusha happens Mamela. So comes the Ktzais and says that when I give Truma to the Kohen, he's not being zoicha on the truma through the vehicle of haknos, through mechiras and matanos. It's a different parasha lagamrei. Rather, it's through the parasha of Yerusha. Yerusha, who died? Nobody died yet. Well, what's the Yerusha? So the Yerusha is as follows. What's meant Yerusha? Yerusha means that when Reuven dies, so all of his property basically goes to this estate. Goes to what we call a chatus sabayis. There's a almost like a joint owned the property to all his yorshim, all his immediate yorshim. So he has five sons. So when Reuven dies, so all the property goes into this entity called the Yerusha, into the Yerusha, into the Tfus Sabayas. And now the halacha is that when the sons split up the Yerusha, this guy takes one field, he takes the other field, he takes the car, he takes the svarim, he takes this. Everyone splits up and they all divide up properly, and then everybody walks away with this property. Was anybody kinya the property? Was there a maisa kinyan that took place? Was there a mechira? One brother was machna to the other. It was a chalukas hashutfis. It was a splitting up of the Tfus Sabayas. It was a splitting up of the communal property, so to speak. So whenever you have a Yerusha, and have a Chalukas HaShutfe, Chalukas HaYerusha, there is no Maisa Kinyan that's necessary. There is no formal Haknos, there's no formal Matonis, there's no Das Maknes playing out here. All you need is simply is to divide up what's rightfully yours, because once Reuven dies, so then the money is rightfully belongs to all the Yerushim. So it says the Ketzos, that's exactly what happens with the Freshes Truma. When I separate Truma, so there's already a change in the momentus that happened. When I separate Truma, that Truma belongs to an entity. You know what the entity is called? Shevet Kohuna. All the Kohanim in the world have is chus on that Truma. It belongs to the Mamon HaShevet. It's called, that's a lingo that later Acharonim created called Mamon HaShevet. It belongs to the Shevet HaKohuna. When I separate my Rishon, it belongs to the Shevet HaLeviyah. Now what happens? Now there's a Chalukas HaYerusha. Now there's a Chalukas HaMamon. How does Chalukas HaMamon happen? So Chalukas HaMamon for Yerusha happens when all the parties sit down together. They all bring their lawyers in. They all decide who takes what. But Chalukas HaMamon of Shevet HaKohuna takes place through the Nesinas HaYisrael. And that's the Parshas HaTorah of Tovas Adah. That the Torah gives this chus to the Yisrael to decide which practical kohen of this group. There are 1,000 eligible kohanim to be zeich on the Truma. Now the Yisrael has a special koyach to decide which particular kohen he likes better. And he can give whichever one he wants, and that's called Tovas Adah. Now true, we pass in Tovas Adah in a mamun. That chus of dividing up the Rusha is not mamunist to be Mekadosh Yenisha with, but it exists. It's for sure there. And therefore, the model of Nesinas Truma is closer to the model of a Yerusha than it is to a model of a Haknah. And therefore, the Ketzos says that just as Tosfos says in Daf Sabeches, that when you have a Yerusha, so then you don't have to be bogged down with issues of Das Ches Maknos. So you don't need Das. You don't have to pilpul about, hey, a Kotel is a Labar Das. It doesn't matter. When it comes to being Yerush something, you could be Yerush something even without being a Bar Das. So you could receive your share of Truma even without being a Bar Das. So unlike the Pri Chodesh, who's viewing Nesinas HaTruma through the eyes of a Haknah, and therefore the Pri Chodesh is scrambling and trying to figure out, hey, how's the Haknah here? There's the Katnas La Bar Das, and you have to fall back on Das Ches Maknos. So the Ketzos had a legamri different vision of what's going on here. See, the two Gedolei Olam, Gedolei Acharon, Pri Chodesh and the Ketzos, were watching the same Yisrael handing the same apple to the Kohen. It's the same thing. And they're looking at Kemechek Bizuch Mimayrov, that the Pri Chodesh is looking at the Sidus Truma through the eyes of Haknah, and the Ketzos is looking at it through the eyes of Yerusha. Each of them is solving the dilemma of how to give it to a Kotan through a totally different vehicle. Oh, so you mean, very good, excellent. So is the reason why the Ketzos was chepering on those Acharonim was almost l'shitasai, that the Ketzos who learned that Das Ches Maknos so means that the Das Makne is mamish mamish everything. That's the real mekoyz of Das Makne, and the Das Kohen is mamish non-existent. So therefore the Ketzos l'shitasai was bothered, if there's no real Das Makne, because Tovas Adah in a moment, so you lack a Das Makne. Whereas according to those other Acharonim that the Ketzos rejected yesterday, who didn't put so much of an emphasis on the Das Machna, what they really said is that we're going to be Zocha on behalf of the Koine, so then you don't need a formal Dini Mominus in order to be Zocha on behalf of the Koine. I'm here. I'm a Jew. I'm Yisrael. So I'm representing, I'm providing das to be zoichan via for the kohen, even though I'm not a baal haman, so to speak. I think that may be correct. I think that's right. I think that clear. The reason why the ktsais was on the attack against the prichodesh was probably shitosik. There were three ktsaisim about the topic of das and nachas. Does anyone notice in the Maamar Kohanim, the ktsais keeps on flipping back and forth and referencing himself? I don't know exactly why. Why in one place did he write the shtickle third? He wrote in three different places. I remember many, many years ago, so I gave a chabura on Das Ches Machno. So the first time I ever said a chabura Das Ches Machno, so was any Kamri Yavna boys here? No? Okay, in this case, I said it in Kamri Yavna. We were learning Maseches Gittin, and there were a group of some of the Israelis, and they asked me to say some chaburas and some of the sigs in the first second parakim of Gittin. So the sig of Das Ches Machno so came up. So I remember I said the chabura then, and in my half-broken Hebrew at the time, and I kept on functioning back and forth from one ktsos to the next. And everyone was trying to figure out which ktsos was I quoting. Everyone was like fiddling the pages, because the Torah says there are three different ktsosim, and they keep on referencing each other, but it doesn't put the whole thing into one place. So in case you were confused, I'm also confused. That's why I can never remember. I have a mental block for the last 30 years. I can never remember which part of the ktsos says which part, but if you cut and paste the three ktsosim together, then you get the whole piece of the puzzle, in case you didn't realize that. Okay, back to the story. So far we have two great biurim to explain the way this Gemara says. Yavamas. But maybe we've been spending too much time trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Maybe the problem of giving a truma to a Kohen Katan that we've been trying to solve between the Pichodesh and the Ktzais, maybe doesn't exist for the following reason. Maybe we misunderstood what is necessary for the mitzvah of the Nesinas Truma to take place. Who says that I have to be makne the truma in the realm of cheshen mishpat to the kohen? The premise, both of the pichodesh and the ktzais, was that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the nesinas truma, so there has to be a didei momen, a shift in the truma. The truma has to become momen hakohen through the vehicles of didei momenus. You pick the vehicles you want. You want to go through perek hazav of pashas bechira. You want to go through perek yeshnechel to pashas yerusha. Okay, I'm good to go with the Pichodesh Ktzais, either one of them I'm happy with. But both the Gedalia Acharonim are working with the assumption that there has to be a major entry of Didei Mamonos into the picture, that this Truma has to become, based on the rules of Cheshen Mishpat, the Mamon HaKohen, and that is the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma, and therefore you better scrounge around and find a way that's going to work. Could we possibly be incorrect in that? Could we possibly be going down the wrong route altogether? Could it be that Truma is the wrong sugya? Every once in a while you end up learning the wrong sugya. It's never the wrong sugya, because you always pick up a lot of things anyway. But could we be learning the wrong sugya right now? Could we be spending too much time on trying to solve the Truma problem based on some of the things that we know from yesterday and today? Maybe we're going down the wrong path. What do I mean by that? Who here learned Masechus Gittin this year? Who here learned Gittin in the last 3 years? I think about everyone in this room probably looking less. Who's gonna answer that question? That maybe we're making a mistake. We've been focusing so much on Truma becoming the Mamon HaKayin, and we've been focusing on Haknas and Yerushas and Didibominus and Cheshimishpat. Maybe we're going down the wrong path. Maybe all you need to fulfill the mitzvah of Truma is what? I'll give you a hint. I'll say Ktsaisim and Reish.
That sound like your
It's a different word. Nesina, Ktsaisim and Reish, right? What was it, Ktsaisim and Reish? For Nesinas Haget, what do you need? Or what don't you need? You don't need Hakna, famous part of the Ktsais. You don't need Haknas Haget, all you need is Nesinas Haget. How did the Ktsais know that? Because it's a Pasuk in Chumash, Benasin Biyada. It doesn't say Vihikna Biyada, it doesn't say Mocha Biyada, it doesn't say Bechesh Mishma Biyada, it says Benasin Biyada. All you need is a Nesina. Who remembers the Raya? There's no little Chazar, but I say, no, Chazar back from Gittin. Who remembers the Raya of Ktsais? How do you know that that's true? Yisra no, Gemara and Gittin Davchof, Kosul Yisra no Kosher. The Gemara says that if you write a get on the cheeseburger, so the get is still going to be chal. How can it be chal? You can't be makna. Everybody knows that you can't be makna Yisra no, right? Everybody knows that. Everyone knows that because the Ktsais and Simon Tavchof told that to us. That's why you can't be makna Yisra no. But assuming that you can't be makna Yisra no, so then how can you give a get when it's also no? So the Ktsais and Simon Ray says the answer is because you don't need Akna altogether. All you need is an Asina. The whole thing is not true. You never ever needed a Hakanah for again. All you need is an Asinus again. So could one argue that just as the Torah says, V'nosen biyada, and all you need by a get is a nesina. Maybe the same is true of a nasa lakayin, that maybe all you need is the rachis, the gun, the yoshkov, the rev, the case, the chatit and loy. There's a din nesina sa truma. There is no din of a knasa truma. If there's no din of a knasa truma, so then the whole question may correlate. The ktsais, the picharish, are draining us a cup with how do we invoke the imamanis? Everyone's scrounging around, everyone's trying to grab the taisis and have some chesam and base for whatever they can get out of the taisis, either the picharish's beer or the ktsais's beer. The whole kushim may correlate. You can give truma to a kohen katan because there never was a din of din imamanis altogether. It was just a mitzvah to see the bialma. So that approach is taken by the nesivis. The nesivis quotes both the picharish and the ktsais, says they're both wrong. He says that the whole question was irrelevant, that the taisis said that it was irrelevant, that for nesivis, Truma. All you need is Nesina Satruma. You don't need Akdas Satruma altogether. Anybody learned the first Berakha above Metzia? Okay, so if you learned the first Berakha above Metzia, so you should have a good Kasha. Asha, you got the Kasha? Maisi Brevin Gamliel?
On the boat?
Yeah, on the boat. What's the ride from the boat?
I
feel like the Gemara says, Mechoria Pargur. I can't see you, but I hear you from behind the Mechitzia. Maisi Nyasin Lawson.
Yeah.
So the Gemara tries to bring a Raya that for kidding chutzah, remember that? The Gemara tries to bring a raya from when I want to give the truma to the kohen. So the Gemara brings a raya. Rabbi Gamliel realizes he was on a boat and he forgot that he remembered the truma and ma'aseres. So he made a whole kidding chutzah, kidding agav, a whole machlekes of sugyas. How exactly he transferred the ownership of the truma to the kohanim? So the Gemara tries to bring rayas from that sugya. See from here, kidding chutzah is good. See from here, kidding agav is good, etc. So the nesivis asks that himself, if I'm right that you don't even need a kinyan, so how's the Gemara drawing us a cup that you need a kinyanim? How's the Gemara learning out sugyas of kinyanim if all you need is nesina? What's the answer? Should remember? Okay, good answer. So the answer is that it was the Shas HaBir. And Shas HaBir, the end of 3 years, then you need Akronah, right? Remember that? Okay, good. Not for now. Put that on the side, back burner sometime. I didn't put the Mechitza because I don't like Asha, just that this Mechitza is broken and it's connected to the other Mechitza. So if you move this one, then the whole shul falls apart. So there's no great deep halachic reason for why we have this set up over here. It's just that you don't want to have to fix the broken Mechitza. Okay, back to that story. So, So we have two possible biurim in the Gedolei Acharonim, putting aside the Nesivis for now, two great biurim in the Gedolei Acharonim to try to explain away what's going on in the Sinas Truma, each one building off of this thesis. So I'll throw out the following shaila to you, see what you think about the following shaila. I have a firstborn, a bechor, and I want to do pidgin aben. So I'm looking around through mechabed, a chashav, a kayin. I can't find a chashav, a kayin. I can't even find a kayin over the age of my mitzvah. All I can find is a kayin under the age of a mitzvah. 10-year-old katan. 10-year-old kayin. I want to give him the 5 shkal for pidgin aben. So let's think it through, Rabbi Say. What do you think about that? What's the initial problem? How in the world am I going to be machmir the money, right? How am I going to transfer the money to him? Again, assuming against the nesivis. Assuming like the ktos, picharish, that matnas kuna require a real din imamanis transfer of money. So I have to get this money over to the kohen. How am I going to do that? So according to the Prichodesh, how am I going to do that? What? Right? Das is Maklusa, right? Sounds great, right? Sounds like it's a no-brainer, according to the Prichodesh. It's Das is Maklusa. Would somebody say that the Ktsois may agree on this one? Who's going to tell me why the Ktsois may agree on this one? Why may the Ktsois agree on this one? It's not, why, what do you mean it's not Tavis Anah?
Therefore, he now has the ability to give it to
him. No, so according to the Tavis Anah doesn't do the trick. Remember, the Prichadish says that Tavis Anah is enough to somehow create Daskas Maklasel. The Ktosis Kasha was, what do you mean, it's not yours?
You
what?
You
the money is not the same as the apple. The apple of Truma was already Chalon and Hashem Truma. The minute I mafresh it, it becomes Mom and has something or other, and all I have is a Tavis Anah, and the Ktosis Tavis Anah is not enough. The 5 shkolim in my pocket, I don't have to give him these 5 shkolim. I give him another 5 shkolim. To the 5 shkolim are totally mine. They're 1,000,000% my money. So then the chari, even according to the tzais who didn't like the application of das ches maklosel vis-a-vis truma, that's because you don't own the truma. You don't really own the apple. All you own is this chos of time. So no. But when it comes to the 5 shkolim, the chari, even the tzais, you can see that you mamash own it. It's mamash your 5 shkolim. It's the money in your wallet. So why can't I give it to the kohen kotel? The chari, that should be good. But let's put that aside for a second. Remember, Daskas Maklasa was a little shaky. Hefter Hashem don't even buy into it. Hefter Hashem hold it doesn't exist in that Torah. So we love Dafka. We want to build a Pidgin Aben based on that. What we'd rather do is almost go down the root of the Ketais. Yeah.
Does the first Tavis Anah go away after
Zeret Ezra? After what? After?
Zeret
it goes away in the sense of that there the Knas and Ezra they're supposed to give to the Kohen, not to the Levi, that kind of stuff you mean. So he just changed some of the mechanics of what you're supposed to do. So Minatori, you're supposed to give it to either the Kohen or the Levi. Now Midrabanan, you can't give it to Levi, you give it to Kohen. So he changed some of the nuances, but it's still the same basic Tavis Hanoah.
It says that you give it to everybody. It says that you, meaning that they would just divide
among themselves
even.
No, the Knas was that there are certain, there's Machlokes in the Gemara, what the Knas was even, but whatever the Knas was, it told you that you shouldn't follow what the regular Deraisa standards were. We're going to modify the Deraisa standards. But I don't think in terms of the moments anything really changed. So let's go back again to the Pidgin Ben. So I'm sitting here by the Pidgin Ben. I got my 10-year-old kid. He's all ready. He's all excited, ready to accept the money. Right? He's like excited to go buy himself 5 shkolim worth of bubble gum. I'm going to give him the 5 shkolim. And we don't want to rely on Daskas Machlis because we're not so thrilled that that works, according to everybody. So we'd much rather fall back on the Ketzos. So what does the Ketzos say? How did Nesidas Truma work? Based on what? Based on Yerusha. Is that going to work here? It's not going to work here. Why? Because Yerusha makes sense by the apple. Because once a mafresh the apple, then it goes into the pot of Shevet HaKahuna. When I take 5 shkolim out of my pocket and I say, Hini Muchum Zum, to use these 5 shkolim, it doesn't go anywhere. I can take those same 5 shkolim, put it back in my pocket, and use another 5 shkolim. The 5 shkolim don't become the Mammon HaKoyein. That concept of Yerusha doesn't make any sense. So the Tzoyis is Vort that it's Yerusha, it's the second day in Tosis that's going to salvage the Truma. That's what enables the front. You see, this Truma is going to fall short when it comes to Pidgin HaBen money. So Pidgin HaBen is better and worse. It's better because it's more prone to Das Ches Machna, so, but it's a Nimsa Kula Chumra. Because it's the Dafka for the same reason that it's more prone towards Das Ches Machna, so, because there's real bailus of the Yisrael on the money. That gufa is going to interfere with the parish of Yerusha playing out. So it's a different shayla. So how could we possibly salvage Nesinas Pidgin HaBen to the Kohen Koton? So comes the Ketzos and says, don't despair, I'm going to solve that one also. And who's going to figure it out? Who's going to come to the rescue? So it's not going to work through the parish of Daskas Machlas, so we're a little shaky about that. It's not going to work through Yerusha, that's very, very shaky. How's it going to work? What? Oh, okay, yeah, if you hold like the Nesivus, that would be great, but we don't want to go down that route. Oh, Schirus piled him! A brand new story! It's Schirus piled. Who exactly is the kid working for? You know, what's it? Child labor. Who's the kid working for? What's the answer? Anyone listen to Pashas Karach this week? This past week? How does Pashas Karach end off? I know guys were hot and sweaty by the end of the Aliyah, and no one was listening anymore. Okay. So, Kisachar hu lachem chelef avados chamiol moir. The Torah says that you give matnas kahuna. Why? As a schar hu lachem. That's the salary for the Kohanim. Chelef avodas chamiol moed. So when I read that pasuk, I thought, that's a nice drush. That's like for a Shabbos morning rabbi sermon, you know, that we have to support the Kohanim, they're the Lomdei Torah, they're Avig Mikdash, that's cute. It's like the coal stipend. No, it's al pi din. Kisecharu lachem chelef avodas chamiol moed. The Ketzos says it's a din, namely, that the way of viewing Matnas Kahuna is through a new vehicle. We thought it was based on Haknah, the Ketzos said that was wrong. Then the Ketzos said thought it was based on Yerusha, the Ketzos himself says maybe that's not true. Maybe there's a different force, that even those Matnas Kahuna that don't lend themselves to Yerusha, it's Charu Lachem Chavadas HaMiol Moed. I owe the Kohen the money. I owe, why? Because he's the Oyevi Be'al Moed, he's doing the Karbanis. So it's Beteris Chesbon, that's a Parshas HaTorah, it's a Din HaTorah, that Nesinas Pidgin HaBen is Charu Lachem Chavadas HaMiol Moed. Oba Zoy, that it's Chelef Avadas HaMiol Moed, that's a whole nother ball game. So then that could work on the love of deraisa. Based on what? What's the makor that schivus poilum works deraisa for a katan? At Tyson said that it's a chesam base. So believe it or not, the 3 different terutzim that were given to Tyson's dilemma and asked sugi about how to give money to the ger katan, each one of them is going to become helpful in matnas kahuna. There are just a couple of quirks on this one. That what does the Torah say? Kisachahu lachem chelef avadas chamiol moed. Who gets paid for the work? A kohen who can do what? Who can do avodah? The kid's not bar mitzvah yet. He can't do avodah sekorban until he's an ish, until he's over the age of bar mitzvah. So that would be one possible hesitation with the ketzos shtikl Torah. There could be another possible hesitation with the ketzos shtikl Torah, based on, to put the end pieces of our sugi together. And that's an issue that the Chassam Sefer raises in the tshuva. The Pischa Tshuva in Simen Shin Hei, Pidgin HaBen, Yeradei, quotes this Chassam Sefer that says, you know that for sure you can give matnas kahuna to a kohen katan. It's a gemara of favorites, just a tumah question. There should be nothing really, really stopping us from giving money to a kohen katan. There should be perfectly good l'chadchil to use a kohen katan for pidgin HaBen. But then Chassam Sofer takes a step back. And now, Asher, what's the Ma'ar Makom on this one? The Rush of Mechayrus, right? Good, I'm good. Okay, good. So, we plant Asher there just for lines. The Rush in Maseches Bechayrus quotes in the name of the Gaonim the following practice. It says that when you get to a Pidyon HaBen, so the father makes a bracha, Shekin Shamit Ura Pidyon HaBen, then he makes a Shechiyano, it says at the end of Maseches Pesach, makes a Shechiyano, and then the Kohen gets up and makes the following bracha. Baruch Adah Hashem, Okimach HaMashiach, Kiddesh, Pitrei, Rechem, I don't even know what the Nusach of bracha is. Baruch Adah Hashem, Kaddesh, Pitrei, Rechem, Yisrael, something like that. A beautiful, nice bracha. So the Rush says he has two serious tainas against his bracha. First of all, it doesn't appear in the Gemara. So we generally don't make brachas that don't appear in the Gemara. That's why we don't say Brach Shev Tarani, but Shem Malchus doesn't appear in the Gemara. And the other taina the Rush says is, why in the world is the Kohen making this bracha? The Kohen is simply a recipient of Matnas Kuhn. He's not doing a mitzvah. You only make a bracha when you're doing a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is the Kohen doing? What did the Gaonim held? The Gaonim who instituted the bracha must have held that Pidyon HaBen has two parts to it. The Yisrael is doing his chelek by giving the money to the Kohen, and the Kohen is doing his chelek. What's his chelek? He's being makde, the child, back to the father. Now, it's a fake mechir. It's not a real mechir. We all know that even if the Kohen wants to take the kid and run, so we'll convict him of kidnapping. The Kohen doesn't have a right to take the child. And even if the father says, I don't want the kid, he's screaming too much, so he still has a mitzvah pidyon HaBen. But the tzuras ha-mitzvah is, it's a make-believe mekach memkir. That we have to act out, we have to dramatize that ki'ilu, I'm paying for the child. I'm giving 5 shekel, and the kohen's being machta me, the child back. And there are two parts of the mitzvah, and therefore it's appropriate, says the Gaonim, for both sides to recite a bracha. The Yisrael makes the bracha from his vantage point, and the Kohen makes the bracha on his vantage point. That's a famous void, famous sheet of Gaonim. That's why the Gaonim instituted the nusach that we say by Pidyon HaBen, that the child is brought by the father, and the father says, I want to do Pidyon HaBen, and the Kohen says, do you really want to? And they have a whole back and forth. So the Rishonim ask on this nusach, it's a joke. So what kind of joke is this? Do you want to do it? You don't want to do it? Who's the Kohen? The Kohen's just sitting and receiving truma. He's receiving Pidyon HaBen money. Why is he talking at this Pidyon HaBen? So the Gaonim al-Shitasim that they held, that there are actually two components of Pidyon HaBen. So the Chassam Sofer writes in his Tshuva that we don't really understand this Gaonim. This whole idea that there are two parts of Pidyon HaBen, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So we don't understand it. But the Gaonim wrote it. The Gaonim held had such a tradition that there's a second dimension of Pidyon HaBen, that the Kohen is mamish the makne of the child. So the Chassam Sofer says, Abba Zoi, that the Kohen is the makne up you did of the child, that's a huge problem. Why? Because a katan cannot do what? Cannot be makne anything. We have enough tzaras trying to figure out how a katan can be kohen anything, and we're not even sure after 2 days of learning the sugya, we spent 6 hours on the sugya, we still have no idea how a katan is kohen anything. But to be makne anything, that's like a no-brainer. A katan, minatayrezich, can't be makne anything. So Chassam Sofer says that you shouldn't use a kohen katan for Pidyon HaBen, because if you use a kohen katan, then you're not going to be yaitzeh this idea of the gaonim, that the kohen has to be the makne. Even though the Chassam Sofer writes that we don't really understand that, we're not really sure it's true, but as I state in gaonim, in Torah, in Kabbalah, in the Kabbal, that they had this somehow deep, dark, secret, mystical tradition that there's a haknos, a kohen taking place, and that haknos cannot happen through a kohen who's a kohen katan. So therefore, we refrain from using a kohen katan. Just on a lighter note, that we don't really follow this kohenim, but we don't make this bracha, but we do say the nusach, we don't use kohen katanim, so we're kind of walking the tightrope around this kohenim. This shittas ha-kohenim, that the kohen mamish makes a bracha to highlight the fact that he's makta the baby, this bracha has never been recited since Surah Pupadisa days, since in the years 900, since the days of the height of the yeshivas in Bavel. This bracha has never ever been recited except for one time. Anyone know when? There was one human being, one person that I know, recited this bracha. I was at that Pidyon HaBen when that bracha was recited. I'm there before your time. You don't remember. Wait, oh, he's actually listening. Listen, we're going to have a shout out. If you're on, we're now going to have a shout out about your Pidyon HaBen. This bracha was recited at your Pidyon HaBen for the following, my nephew, for the following reason. It was a mistake. There's a sefer called Sefer Pidyon HaBen Kil Chosoi. So before my nephew's Pidyon HaBen, so my brother-in-law asked me, what's a good sefer on Pidyon HaBen? I said, this is the sefer, besides Rishis Kach. That's the side sefer. But Pidyon HaBen Kil Chosoi is the real sefer. If you want to do Pidyon Petach Hamor or something, then you look at Rishis Kach. If you want to do Pidyon HaBen, so you get the real sefer, Pidyon HaBen Kil Chosoi. So I gave him a copy of the Pidyon HaBen Kil Chosoi. It's everything you ever want to know about Pidyon HaBen. So in the back, he has a nusach of Pidyon HaBen, who says what, etc. So at the Pidyon HaBen, my brother Yerma was holding the sefer, Pidya Ben Kuchosoy, and he was reading out of the text to give me a take with the Kayan. And I'm listening there, and the Aramaic sounded off. It didn't sound right. Like, one of the phrases that were used, that is something I never heard. I figured, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's Nusach Sfar, maybe it's Minagagurah, and maybe there's something that I missed here. I'm like used to the regular standard art school, you know, the average everyday Pidya Ben, you know, like everyone does today. You know, you only get the Pidya Ben once every few years anyway. So I figured, big deal. And then he continued. And then they made the brachas. And then right after the bracha, my brother-in-law started to make the bracha. Brach Hashem Asher Kiddush Samdar. I said, what happened? Where'd that come from? So I knew the Russian and Goyim. So then I realized in the back of the Sefer Pidya Ben Kuchoso, he has one chapter is Say the Pidya Ben Bezman Hazeh. And then he has the next page, Say the Pidya Ben Lefi Minika Goyim. So now I understand why the Nusach was off, because it hasn't been said since Babylonia in the 800s, and the bracha hasn't been said in the last 1200 years. So we was like that one bracha was said, that I don't remember when I stopped it halfway through, I don't remember exactly what happened and it played out, but that was the only time that I ever was present that bracha being recited. Okay, anyway, back to our story. So the bottom line is, what we've tried to, okay, so Yoni, your pidgin bed is still good, the Abdur. It was good, the Chedchil, it's okay. It's chal, doing that, okay? Good. We're even mocked at the time that we got him ace for ace and California's man, because he was born in New York and Pidya Ben was in California. We waited for the other Yontifs. Yoni's on looking at the screen. We even waited 30 ace for aces for you. So if anyone's ever mafakbek that you didn't have Pidya Ben the whole day, just tell them we took care of it. Okay, everything was good. All right, good. All right, back to the story. So we've tried to solve this major, major question in Tosfos as to how does a child own any property? The first glance is he can't own anything. So we saw from Taisus there are multiple vehicles, multiple ways to finagle to get a coin, to get a cousin to own something, either through the vehicle of Daskas Makras, we all along this yesterday, through the Yerusha Pasha, through the Skiris Padam Pasha, and each one of these things now converges together to try to solve this dilemma about how Manaskuta plays out. Unless you believe like the deceivers. The deceivers didn't come to share today because he said, if I have to come to share for, he said, you don't need to offer Manaskuta anyway. Everything is just Nasida Biyama. But according to pre-Nasidus' world, then you do need a real formula. But I have to figure out how to do it. So this was the Shirayim from yesterday's Shia. We weren't even supposed to talk about this today. We're supposed to start the next Sugya. So we'll just make believe that we're starting the next Sugya. We'll just very, very quickly start the next Sugya. This is just Mamash left off from yesterday. But, so we'll begin the next Sugya. Is Tosfos' second realization in this Sugya. There are two grandiose, eye-opening realizations that Tosfos has in this Sugya. One is that a katan can own money. Number two is that a cotton can become a ger. Because if we're talking about Gezel HaGer, Shein Lo Yorshim, Eish Shein Lo Yorshim, and the Torah is referencing Ish Velo Cotton, remember, the whole sugya started because of Ben Tzara Mora. We didn't even learn Ben Tzara Mora yet, but the whole sugya started because of Ben Tzara Mora, so Ish Velo Cotton, so it's clear as day that the entire sugya is assuming that a ger cotton exists. There is such a concept of having a child under the age of Bar Mitzvah becoming Jewish as a Ger Katan. If Ger Katan didn't exist, so then this would be a pretty silly sugya. So we're wasting our time talking about a non-entity in Halacha. So of course there's a parasha of a Ger Katan. So Tosfos makes that ha'ara, and Tosfos says, you know, this is not the only place in Shas that there's a concept of a Ger Katan. If I already asked most people to tell me what's the number one place in Shas that talks about Ger Katan, you would probably not say Sanhedrin Samaches. What would you say? Who would give me? Ksubas Tafidal. Friday, ever in your sleep, if you ever opened up Ksubas. If you ever learned Ksubas in Yeshiva and they told you you didn't learn Tafid Aleph, then you should switch Yeshivas. You didn't learn Tafid Aleph? Bad enough you don't learn Migos, bad enough you don't learn this, bad enough you don't learn Aleph. That's the ABCs of Ksubas Tafid Aleph, first pair. So Ger Katan exists in Ksubas Tafid Aleph. So there's no question that it exists, and the Pashas Advarim is there's no question it exists in the Torah. Because the Gemara took Psukim, the Gemara took the Daraisa, Gezel, didn't Daraisa, Pashas not. So of course it's a Daraisa. So the Pashas Advarim is, of course there's a concept of a Ger Kotam in Daraisa. Why is that so troubling? Why is that so bothersome? Why is it so troubling? Because the Kotam is a law of our Das. How in the world is that going to happen? Don't you need Das in order to convert? Well, you can just convert people without their agreement, without the consent. We don't do that in our religion. How in the world can you convert somebody if they're a labar das? A katan is a labar das. How does it work? So we have to scratch our head and think, oh, I have a gavaldika solution. What's my gavaldika solution? How can you ever do anything for a katan if he's a labar das? So guess what? Have you heard this phrase once or twice in the last 2 days? Zoch liyodim shalei b'fonov. It must be that we're going to do something on behalf of the katan, even though he personally is not supplying das, because halachically he cannot supply das even if he wants to. So it must be that some kind of related to the sugya of Zach Nashal Bufan. It must be that the whole institution of Ger Katan, All of Sanhedrin Samaches, all of Ksubis Tafid Aleph is hinging upon the principle of Zoch and the Yadav Shlo Befonov, which we're going to do something for somebody, even though they don't know about it, even though they're not supplying Das right now, that's okay. We're going to supply the Das and they may have Zoch and the Yadav Shlo Befonov. So that is great until we realize the first 5 minutes of yesterday's shiur. What was the first 5 minutes of yesterday's shiur? That Shitas HaToisus happens to be that Zoch and the Yadav Shlo Befonov is nice and great, except for who? Except for a katan, because why? What does Tosfos coin the phrase? Zechiyah is what? It's mitam shlichos. And the same way there's no shlichos for katan, there's no zechiyah for katan, which is going to cause us to run into a brick wall very, very quickly. So it's the same brick wall that got Tosfos rolling yesterday. It's that same kasha that got Tosfos to try to come up with other strategies to giving katanim money. And they had to make up Daschas Machlas on that, and make up Yerusha, and make up Zechiyah's Pahim. They had to come up with all the Torahs because the regular rules of Zachar Shalom failed them because Zechiyah doesn't work for katan in a Torah. That's going to pose the identical challenge with moving out of Chashabish into Yordan. Now we have to address the Chuzgeirus and look at the parish of Yakotan and Nissa the head there through the same problem, the same eyes of Zechiyah being problematic for a Kotan. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we're going to fine tune this question a little bit more, because we gave Tysus a freebie yesterday, because I don't want to start the whole the whole summer's mind just drain with the not drain but just discussing Zechiyah Tam Shluchos yet. I wanted to wait till day three. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we're going to have to fine tune Tysus' kasha. What prompted Tysus to be so convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt that there's no Zechiyah for a Kotan? So that's going to force us to define Zechiyah, to define Shluchos, to define the relationship lack there between the two. And once we fine tune the kasha, then we got to cope with some really, really great teretz as to how in the world get caught to work. It's got to work. There's no way in the world it doesn't work. It's a Gemara, it's an Edric Subis. There's no way to ignore get caught to. We just have to figure out the lumbus and the mechanics, how we got to that point. What's going to create the problem is the same tizmit of Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus. Hopefully, Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to fine-tune that principle a little bit more, then try to branch out a little bit to try to come up with some solutions to this problem. Okay, Hashem, tomorrow we'll look at it. Thank you.